Chapter 14. On most days, Celeste made it home before Ron did. Angel was out in the barn now. She had moved her things out there, including managing to drag her twin bed mattress and box spring through the house and out into the barn with no help that Celeste knew of. Her car was in the driveway when Celeste pulled the Eclipse into what had become her spot. Celeste wanted to go and see the barn, but she was unsure that she would be welcome. Ron had said that they had to make it feel like it was her own. Celeste thought that was a dangerous attitude to have with Angel. When she entered the now almost always unlocked back door, she heard the shower running in the sauna. Celeste stuck her head into the doorway without opening the door to the sauna and said, "I'm home." Celeste knew that she was always startled when she found someone had come home while she was taking a shower. Ron called it the psycho syndrome. She wondered if there was anything that he hadn't given a nickname. She moved in back of the door and knocked on it. "Angel, I'm home." The response was an exasperated, "All right, Mom, I heard you the first three times." Celeste did not answer, dropped her head, and started up the stairs. The living room greeted her far more warmly than her daughter did. She smiled as she took off her heavier jacket that Ron had nicknamed Frumpwear. She didn't care. It was comfortable and allowed her to move while she was driving. He could make all the fun of it he wanted. The smell of the electric crock pot greeted her as she walked into the kitchen. She picked up a pot holder and took off the lid of the pea soup to inhale the aroma. She loved the timer now that she trusted it. She heard the downstairs door open and close and did not know whether Ron was home or Angel had left. She went to the bank of windows and glanced out. His car wasn't there. It must be her. Celeste fished a large chunk of ham out of the pot, added some heavy cream, and plugged in her handheld blender. The soup thickened rapidly. Then she shredded the ham and dumped it back into the pot and smiled. Dinner was ready. They could eat absolutely any time. Angel could even take a dish out to her island if she wanted to. Celeste moved to her calendar. Today was Tuesday, the 21st of October. Celeste kept two running calendars, one at home and one at work. She wrote, "In Thursday, the 23rd, at 7 p.m., for dinner with the doctors." She smiled as she looked at the cryptic entry, "Party," for that Saturday night. She felt a naughty grin spread over her face and thought again about what she would wear this time. She looked across the living room and saw the side door open. It was Angel. She wanted to see her after all. She moved the calendar to the side and put her purse on top of it. Angel was wearing tight, hip-hugging jeans and a white cotton blouse. Celeste thought she looked like a knockout. "Don't think that I'll be home until late tonight. Tell Dad the heat in the barn isn't working properly." "Where are you going?" Celeste tried to sound cheerful. "I'll be out, Mom." Her response did not invite questions. "Do you want some pea soup?" Angel crinkled her face. "It looks like what they used in The Exorcist. It's disgusting." "Do you want something else for dinner? I can make you some eggs." "It's not breakfast, Mom, and I don't feel like eating vomit." They both heard the grumble of Ron's car on the gravel. Celeste smiled. Angel headed for the side door. "Don't forget to tell Dad about the heat." And then she was gone. Celeste felt a combination of relief and sadness as she watched her pull the door closed behind her. Celeste moved to meet him at the top of the stairs. They kissed, and she felt his hand on her ass and smiled. He just never seemed to get enough of her behind, and she had grown to have an affection for that. She shared with the women of her family the power of the Belmont ass. He brushed his lips along the side of her neck and let her go. Is everything okay? Yes, we are alone for dinner, and Angel says she doesn't have heat. I saw her car. Is she out there? No, she's going out. Ron started back out the side door. He hadn't even taken his jacket off. Ron? He stopped and turned. Do it later. She's in a mood. Ron reversed direction and started upstairs toward the bedroom. What else is new? Celeste felt rebuffed again. Someone could have at least been excited that she had managed an all-day dinner while working all day. Did he really have no sense of smell, or was he just not paying attention? She felt herself sulk a little.